Atwood is the justice spokesperson for the party. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen.
Your reaction today?
As would virtually everyone, and everyone who's been in contact with your programme, a complete rejection of what happened this morning, and complete sympathy with the prison officer and his family and his colleagues, given that one of their officers has been attacked, and that the threat to them and to people in our community, to police officers and to others, remains as it has been over a very long period of time, a continuing real threat confirmed by this morning's terrible events.
And obviously, Alex, what we're trying to understand this morning, because a comment was made earlier on the programme, and I think there is a legitimacy to it, that sometimes we become numb to the warnings that Northern Ireland has because of our past and because of the reputation of the message. But when we are told that there is a severe threat in this country from dissidents, and no one has claimed responsibility for this attack, but I don't think too many people would be looking beyond dissidents at this stage. How serious is the threat on our security forces and prison officers? Today's incident reminds us how serious it is, but how often are our security services being targeted?
Well, it is obviously a question that the police are best placed to answer.
We've asked the police to come on this morning.
And I'm sure that they have many, many other responsibilities. But in order to answer the question from the SDLP's point of view, the party leader, Colm Eastwood, met the chief constable and the deputy chief constable just on Tuesday lunchtime past with myself and Dolores Kelly. And during the course of the conversation that covered many, many policing issues, the chief constable confirmed that the level of threat remained unchanged. And here, 2 days, 3 days later, we have confirmation that the level of threat remains unchanged because there's a prison officer currently in hospital. The real issue is that the threat is unchanged, the threat is significant from a very small number of people. And just as the last caller was upset by this morning's events, the reaction should be, one, to stand in solidarity with those who are under threat, and two, to ensure that every little piece of information that might be helpful to the police is given to the police, because that information that continues to flow to the police from people in the community has been critical in ensuring that there hasn't been other incidents like this morning over recent days, weeks and months. So the flow of information to the police is the single most crucial reaction and response of people today. Anybody who saw anything, anybody who has any information about these people, there's one place to go today, and that's to the police.